Green Visions, Green Ideas. Alcyon consists of a diverse community of more than 1,600 people in southern Denmark that want to become more sustainable. Listen to our plans and see how you can contribute.
A pool of 1 million Danish kroner to realize your ideas. You can apply in groups or alone. We talk about the rules and what you should focus on to apply for the student SDG pool at SDU. Hello and welcome to our second podcast. My name is Katharina Ruban from SDU in Sønderborg, and today I welcome Lasse Mortensen from the Rector's Secretariat at SDU. He joins our discussion on the students' SDG pool at SDU. This pool is meant to be there for your ideas that you have for initiatives that work in the direction of the UN sustainability goals. So anything can be applied for, basically. The pool is available twice a year, and the sum of all is 1 million kroner. The next deadline will be on the 1st of October this year. So it is important that you now get all the information and send in your application for it. I welcome Lasse. Welcome, Lasse.
Thank you very much. And thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for supporting this, and we would like to know exactly now a bit more in detail what will be supported by this money.
Well, of course, you have to work with the SDGs and probably more than one SDG. This underlines the complexity of the problem that the SDGs address. You can tackle one problem and then you can affect another negatively. For instance, if you tackle the poverty goal number one, you can actually risk expanding the climate problem, goal 13. So this way they are linked together. So that's why we want you to work with more than one goal. And then it's important to stress the fact that you have to work with and not for the SDGs. So you can apply for initiatives that also criticize and problematize the SDGs and the problems they address. So we are open for most ideas with very few limitations. So think big and surprise us with your ideas and initiatives. And then of course I can't promise you that your application gets funding, but we hope.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Thank you for just giving some ideas to this. But if I now have a good idea, how detailed should my application be?
Well, we know that an application can be a difficult thing to write. It has to be short, but it also has to describe your project thoroughly and as detailed as possible. So, well, we have tried to give some indications of which information we seek in the application form, but I can say that we want to hear who you are and what your initiative is, what your idea is, and how exactly you plan to make it happen. And we also want you to include a budget, and then we want you to describe more clearly who will gain from the initiative and what they will gain. And then remember, the assessment panel only knows what you tell them. They don't know who you are, they don't know what your team is, they don't know what your idea is. So if you don't tell them, they won't know, and then there you risk not getting funding. So all these things you have to include, but short.
Okay,
so you get a lot of applications, so they have to read a lot.
But we also have students here that come from other universities, so maybe they have some good contacts to other places. Can they be involved, these places?
Well, of course, you can. We actually encourage people abroad, coalition of people behind the initiatives, both across faculties but also across institutions, so as many people as possible can benefit from the initiatives. But the contact person has to be a student who is active at SDU and take active involved in the planning and execution of the project. So our contact person has to be at SDU, but you can work with other institutions, and please do, and please other faculties.
Mm-hmm, I understand. Can you also apply if you're just alone?
Yeah, you can. But then again, we encourage you to build a team behind the initiative. You can actually set up a team with the sole purpose of seeking these fundings. And the reason why we wish to have a team behind it is that you have more manpower to see the project through, and more people would benefit from the project. And it's public funding we are giving out, so as many people as possible has to benefit from it. And please work cross faculty and institute boundaries.
Okay, I read it says the committee will prioritize applications that involve collaboration across multiple programs and faculties. What does this actually mean in practice?
It's a bit, maybe not clear, but the SDGs address very complex issues, and therefore the solutions are very complex and not something we can solve by ourselves. And therefore, I can say that it's a clear strategy for SDU as a university to collaborate across disciplines to find the answers, since it will bring different perspectives and aspects on the problem to the table, and therefore hopefully better solutions. And therefore, we also prioritize distributing the funds from the SDG pools to initiatives who works across faculties or programs or institutions. The broad collaboration will ensure as many people as possible benefit from the initiative, and it will also ensure better solutions, we think. And then remember one thing, the goal number 17, it deals exactly with partnerships for actions. That's the name of the goal, and therefore also we want to see partnerships behind applications and initiatives.
So it's very good if you team up with, maybe if you work here in Sønderborg, you team up with some people in the humanities, if you are an engineer, and then you have a good other perspective on your project.
Yeah, and you can also team up a person from the other campuses if you want. We hope you collaborate as broad as possible.
Yeah, so something very practical. If I have several ideas and I want to hand them in, do I have to fill out a form for every idea I have?
You can do, but you don't have to.
Okay.
But if you choose to fill out one application with all the ideas, you have to clearly specify the different ideas, and you have to hand in several budgets, one for each idea, because maybe the committee chooses three of your ideas and not all five. So they have to know which idea they can fund and how much funding you need for each idea. So you can do both, but if you will make one application, you have to be very specific on which ideas there is in it and how much they each cost. And if there's different teams behind them, who they are.
Okay, you mentioned the budget. The budget is very difficult for students, I guess. They don't have a feeling how they should monetize all the things that they have in mind, how much it will cost. How could they easily do this? Or what do you expect?
Well, I don't know if you can do it easy. We know a budget that can be a difficult thing. And then again, it has to be short as possible, but as detailed as possible. A well thought out and detailed budget helps you to show the committee that your initiative is also well planned and serious. It don't work if the budget is only compiled of two lines reading remedies and barriers. They don't know what you will use the funding for. We know it's difficult, but try to sit down, close your eyes, and think all your project through from start till the end, and think and write down everything you think will cost money. And when you have all the list in front of you, try to estimate what each thing will cost. Try to Google a little, see what do these and these things cost. Try to compile them in groups, then give yourself time and give it your best shot. The committee can see the difference between a budget who is well planned and well thought out, and one you thought out 5 minutes before you send the applications, and they are more likely to give funding to the one with the well thought out and well planned budget. And also the committee knows that it is a hard thing to form out, so maybe when you see it and you have applied for 50,000 and they think, well, this they can't make for 50,000, they need 75, then they maybe award 75, or if they think 50,000 is too much, you can do it for 30, then they award you. But do it thoroughly and set it up nicely and manageable, so the committee can see what your thoughts are with each dot on your budget. Yeah. But then again, we know it's hard and a difficult thing to form out.
And maybe you have the chance also to ask a supervisor that you have, just that you explain your ideas or what you want to do, then you could ask them also to have a brief look on the budget if that gives sense, if the whole thing makes sense, or if they spot something that is missing. Yeah. They usually have some experience in this.
Yeah, respect. See it, find all the help you can need to make it.
Yeah. And you find all the dates and information about the registration on SDU pages under Woris Verdensmål.
So maybe you can Google Verdensmålspuljen or the SDU student pool, and then you can find a link there too. So that way you can find it also.
Is there a required minimum of attendance for the activity?
No, there isn't. But then again, we hope that the pool benefits as broadly as possible and benefits as many people as possible. So of course, if your initiative requires an audience, we hope it will be so big as big as possible. But there's no required minimum.
Can I also apply for entrepreneurship?
Well. Unfortunately, that's not possible, and that's not because we don't want to support it. We actually want to support entrepreneurship, but since the university is publicly funded, there are very tight regulations concerning how we can spend our money, and of course there should be. Basically, the problem with it is threefold. If we support entrepreneurship with public funding, it can be regarded as a distortive competition, since we as a public institution have some advantages regarding funding that private companies don't have. And number two, if we support your project, we get ownership over the copyright of the results, and that's in no one's interest. And number three, if we support your project with this money, you risk taxation of the funding. So because of these three issues, we can't, as for now, support entrepreneurship. We hope to find some solutions, but as for now, we have to say that's nothing. No, we can't fund.
If you want to do some entrepreneurial things, better do them alone for yourself.
Yeah.
Or find other funding for it.
But we know it's hard to find funding for entrepreneurship.
But if I now have a project, should I focus on? I mean, what are the important things in the evaluation of projects when you get them?
Well, the committee looks at many things, but firstly, they look if the application is coherent, meaning if the idea and the initiative is thoroughly described and realistically described, is it possible to realize it given the team you have chosen and the budget you have put out and the time plan and the takeouts in the end? Is it realistic? And of course, do you work with the SDGs? Is there a clear link between your initiative and the SDGs? It don't help if you think, well, here's some funding for our party, so we write that we work with good health and well-being, goal number three, and quality education, goal number four. There's no clear line between your party and those goals. So, of course, there has to be a link, and not just the link you put in, but a real link between your initiative and the goals you say you work with. And as mentioned, the committee will also prioritize applications that involve collaboration across faculties and disciplines and programs and institutions.
Yes.
And then we hope to get some application involving new and innovative ideas and angles on how we can also work with the SDGs. And then as the last statement, please try to focus on other goals than number 13, climate action. That's not because climate action isn't important. It's very important, but so are the remaining 16 goals. And as stated earlier, there's a link between them. So please work with more goals than that. We have a lot of climate action initiative, and that's good. That's something we are concerned with, but we also want to see applications from all of the goals. And so lastly, unfortunately, we don't apply funding for applications on less than 3,000 Danish kroners. You have to have a higher budget than that. We think that's
big.
But a bottom line of what we support.
Yes, thank you. Many ideas. What happens when my project gets approved and I'm the lucky one?
Well, if you're the lucky one, I will probably write you a mail and say you are the lucky one. And then I will call you to a startup meeting where we explain
Great.
A lot of how the funding is given and so on, and how what help we can give. So,
good.
So we'll call you to a meeting if you're the lucky one.
This sounds really good. And I think our listeners got a lot of feeling now for how they could apply and what to think of when they do this. The next application deadline, I just want to repeat it, is on 1st of October, but there will be an introductory meeting on Teams, I think you prepare it, and you can join in two sessions. There are noted on the webpage. So please do this. That's on the 17th of September. And
it's the same meeting two times, so we just have put in two meetings. So if you can't take the first one, then take the second one.
Yeah, so, that's great. So everybody should be able to get the information from there. And here in Sønderborg, your supervisors are also a good address to ask for support, as previously mentioned. But just explain them what you are doing and what you ask it for, because they might not be aware of it. You can also address members of Green Artsion, of course. And then I will put some of the information and the addresses also underneath the podcast on our webpage. Thank you for today, Lasse. I'm happy that
you
joined in
me.
This session. Thank you. In our next episode, we will introduce you to the topic of waste and renewable energy sources. So stay tuned next week on Thursday at noon. You can listen to our next edition. Thank you and bye-bye for today.